USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veterans Day will be different this year because of the pandemic. Veterans Day parades in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago have either been canceled or made entirely virtual. In a damp and rainy Arlington, Virginia, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was just reelected to represent Florida's 18th Congressional District. Mast, also a Purple Heart recipient, reflects on Veterans Day.
I will serve you the way that I served in combat, and that's to remember the people that I served alongside and do it in a way that hopefully honors them every second of the day.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announces there will be a full hand recount on the state's presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A growing number of Americans oppose the nation going into another coronavirus lockdown. A Gallup poll found that only 49% say they would likely stay home if public health officials recommend it for their community. With coronavirus cases continuing to increase across the United States, Dr. Hilary Faust is concerned.
We're having to employ more advanced therapies for people on ventilators.
Dr. Faust speaking there on ABC News. Over 130,000 cases of coronavirus were reported on Tuesday. This healthcare worker tells ABC News she's concerned hospitals are starting to run out of space.
I don't know. Are we going to have enough rooms? Are we going to have enough beds? I don't know.
Hurricane Etta is just over 130 miles from Tampa, Florida. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Dan Sullivan was declared the winner of the Alaska Senate race. The victory gives Republicans at least 50 seats in the next Senate. Control of the Senate will come down to two runoff elections in Georgia in January. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She believes Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue both have good chances of winning in Georgia.
Look, I think both these candidates are going to present pretty good, compelling reasons to vote for them. I would point out, again, both of them were supposed to be blown away. That's what the polls told us. Raphael Warnock, according to one poll, was up by 15 points. So the fact that they didn't overwhelm the race and that we're here in a runoff, I think speaks to the fact that this is not easily decided. Georgia voters are going to have to make some good, tough decisions, but I do think the Republicans, both of them, have very strong cases. You've seen Kelly Loeffler stand up to big tech in the Senate, David Perdue come out for, you know, fundamental immigration reform, against surprise medical billing. These are things that matter to voters in Georgia and voters across the country, because this is going to be a national race whether we like it or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.